Right, well, everyone's here then. Well, not everyone, there's only four of us, and it's actually turned into like a sausage fest. And me, Pyre, isn't actually going to say anything.
Because he doesn't have a mic.
Well, he does have a mic, but he's just double booked and he's listening in.
Okay.
So does everyone else have a mic?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, I really think it's Foz, whatever, is Fozdog alive? Well, this may have been a failure, slightly. Well, Bliss
can you hear us all right?
All right. Well, Bliss has ran off, and most people obviously aren't turning up. Wait a second, I'll try and get James. But generally, this is just going to be a brainstorm about what we can actually do and what anyone wants to do, generally. So, you know, so let's link to... The agenda seems kind of pointless now as well, because not many people are here, so it doesn't matter. But there's a link to it, of what we were going to talk about.
Who was meant to be here that isn't here?
Oh, no, there's a few people. There's about, what, about seven people that said they might be here. So I suppose three out of the original seven, and Bell Fozdog never even said he was, so it's actually two or so. But... Yeah, well, there's much going on, but yeah, basically, well, what the at the moment, well, there isn't much policy going on, is there? And we've got most of our traffic at the moment is coming from Twitter and Facebook. I mean, like when we got /dotted, yeah, that went up, but over the length of time, Facebook and Twitter have been bringing us as much press as any articles have. So really, we need to focus on how to utilise them a little better. If everyone's with me.
Yeah.
Right, well, so does anyone have any ideas of how, well, specifically Twitter, I was thinking, do you know them stupid, when people put their net, when they put it on, they have a little picture in the bottom right-hand corner?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, them. Well, I was thinking, wait a second. I was thinking we're going to end up having to do something like that.
There is already a Pirate Party one about.
What they've laid over themselves?
There's a general Pirate Party one. Twibbons, they're called.
Oh, they are. Well, I was thinking, well, what we can do is we can do a proper one that we're hosting, and it does it. And when they put their username in and we automatically grab their picture, it also uses the API to post, blah, 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 now supporting the Pirate Party.
You mean just mean the little like icons in the corner of their profile page, yeah. Don't you? Yeah.
So I mean, it shouldn't be too hard to do something like that. I mean, even if we got one of the PHP people to do it.
Yeah.
And it's quite a simple thing. And if to be honest, there's a few people on there are retweeting like everything that even goes up, even if it's the most pointless, tiniest thing. And they might be botting it, but wait a second. I'll just look at this Twibbon thing.
I've never heard of Twibbon.
So yeah, well, we can steal that, but you know what I mean, does it if you sign up, does it say I'm supporting the Pirate Party or whatever?
Yeah, it does a general Twitter post saying support the Pirate Party, add a Twibbon to your avatar now.
Well, that's absolutely great, and we'll have to start, well, yeah, we'll just, I'll sort that up so we can link to it on the site. Let's write that down. Doo-doo-doo. But that's right. So has anyone else got anything, like any other ideas about that? Because there's not much else I think. So, I mean, at the moment it's linked into the blog and, well, it's not automatically doing it now. It will be after tonight. But does anyone else think there's any other ways to... I don't really use Twitter that often, so I don't know what else they do.
How's it linked into the blog again?
Well, at the moment it's automatically... It will... Well, at the moment it's because I turned it off because it buggered up for a second. Well, not for 10 minutes while Twitter got... DDoSed and decided to mess up every response it gave. But, yeah, at the moment, when they make a post and it's moderated, because as I said, there is moderation, but all of the officers bypass moderation by default. So once it's been moderated as approved, it just automatically posts it across with the title, blah, blah's blog, and the link to it. So that's fine.
So I was going to say, because there's no way it's going to blog post the entire contents of the blog post, is it? Just the title.
No. It's just it's the cut down title, right. Truncate title, and then it's just their blog name. That's all I need. But I mean, people are quite happy with that. As long as that might be that people may. Well, we haven't had really long titles, so it doesn't really matter, does it, to be honest?
No, sounds good.
Right, wait a sec. I'll just invite James in because he wants to discuss. Wait a second. Oh, fuck off. Yeah, that's James in there. Wants us. Okay, maybe he isn't coming in. But yeah, so well, that's Twitter, that's fine. Well, and Facebook at the moment. Oh, hello, James.
Hello.
All right. Well, we've already discussed Twitter, and you haven't missed much.
Okay. Good.
But yeah, so basically, and then on to Facebook, because at the moment we're in a position where we are just ending up pulling in people that we are at the point where we're just pulling people into the party and spreading the name around because there's not much else we can do apart from organised regional bits, which we're going to get onto. But the Facebook, I mean, we've got the page and the fan thingy. There's not really much else I don't think we could add to it, if you know what I mean. So, I mean, there are Facebook apps which we might be able to use in a bit for like a quiz or something. But I don't really know if it's going to work short term. So does anyone else? That's what I think about it. I think it's quite okay at the moment. So I just wondered if anyone else thought there was a way that we could utilise it better.
I don't use Twitter much, unlike you.
Well, I'm just talking about Facebook now, I'm afraid.
On Facebook? I don't know, I already joined the thingy, the group.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, that at the moment there's not much else you could do. Because Track Galvis has given me about a million bloody suggestions of viral things we can do. I mean, that's the only point that I think we'd end up using apps is when we're actually got something, some like proper substance to the party, and we can run a quiz about blah blah blah, what do you think of this, blah blah blah, and it posts their responses. But that's the only thing I can think that we can really expand upon on the Facebook. So no other suggestions at all about what we can do there?
Not at the moment.
No, okay, that's good enough. Right, and now on to the good old MySpace. The thing is, if you actually stumble, go and find the MySpace, it's got about 6 friends. And I was going to say, has anyone here actually had any experience in using it to find bands or something, or to promote their friend's band or anything?
No, I've never even used MySpace even.
No, that's the thing. So I think it's not going to be a place where we're going to get loads of friends, but I'll probably end up talking to Peter Brett or his name about the radio. So I think that'd be a place where they can try and go around finding bands, trying to steal their music. Wait a second. Oh, whatever. Yeah. So we agreed that basically MySpace isn't going to be a friend winner, but we might be able to use it to go and find bands or something.
Go and find bands.
Well, at the moment, we aren't big enough for them to come to us, in my opinion.
Oh, you're talking about the radio now?
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah, okay.
Just listen more. Better.
I didn't hear it.
But, I think that, I'll tell them a lot, but try and find someone that's used it to go for local bands or something, because it isn't going to be friends. And as I say, I don't think we're big enough for them to come to us, even if we put out a bloody blog post or something saying, oh yeah, come and bring us your band, although there's a music competition going on. I think if we go around going, oh yeah, yeah, blah, 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 and getting someone that enjoys being sleazy and liaising with bands and that, we might be able to get some people onto the radio. So that sounds like a plan, right? Okay.
This pirate radio thing, aren't there some free music sites where they've got a license that would allow us to play music from there? I mean,
so that's one of the things I don't have a clue. That's Peter Brett and that, because I can't be asked to follow their little legal talk about CC licensing and writing letters and stuff. But I mean, I don't know any websites. The thing is that's what the disambiguation was before. It was like, We're saying, oh, we're not profit, but then again, we're using the music to get donations for the party.
I thought pirate radio was just about have a laugh, basically.
It would have been interesting. You know what I mean? I mean, like, people could accuse... Well, not... It's back in the paranoid bloody thing, but, you know what I mean? It's like... It could be seen by the PRS or whatever they are that we're using it as a thing to raise donations.
I thought the original idea for the radio, like, months back when it was brought up, was that it would, like, promote free music.
So that's the thing. That's what the proper mandate is, as far as I know, being able to prove that the people that do encourage and do be part of trying to use free music and stuff to get their gigs and stuff works.
Yeah.
And that's doing it. But I mean, you'd have to go into look into the pirate radio subform or whatever to see the specifics.
Well, at the moment, they're talking about getting a license to use, you know, mainstream music, aren't they?
I think John needs to go in there and say that wasn't. Well, yeah. It's not our project, is it? Or my project? Or is anyone actually here involved in that thing?
I've seen some stuff on it.
But is anyone? Because I think they've set up a little list of people that are involved. Well, yeah. Well, you can go in there and argue it. I don't particularly care at the moment, but.
Surely yeah, it's the license is saying the CC license is saying something like you can't sell it. But I mean, if you're there must be licenses where if you're playing it on a station, you're allowed to use it.
Yeah, the Creative Commons basically says you can play it on the radio. You're allowed to do that with Creative Commons music.
Oh well, that should be fine then. Well, does anyone here know? Well, if you go down and post the big list of websites where it does free music, but I mean, there's plenty enough of it.
Yeah.
Well, that'd be an idea for them. So, I mean, at the end of the day, I don't know how quickly they're going to get their stuff together, because, I mean, I'm not sorting out the stuff, because they want it as iTunes and stuff, which is simple enough. But that, well, some do, because of the licensing and stuff. But, I mean, at the end of the day, we're going to have to set up the website, aren't we? And do the, because they want track listings and stuff. It's in Python, it's not the end of the world. You know what I mean, I'd rather them have a solid plan than spend time doing it and turning out that they're just going to have a couple of songs on repeat for 6 hours a day.
Which is that a priority over young pirates or the other way around?
Well, it depends. At the moment, young pirates, if this was here, she'd probably be moaning and shouting about it. At the moment, young pirates has been shot dead.
Has it?
It's well, I mean, like I said, Bliss wrote out we went around the other bloody IRC channels talking about it and talking to the Germans and the Swedish about it, and she wrote up a proposal, but you know how it is. It came back with a not so much a happy response. So Young Pirates really isn't going to be part of the web team's job for the time being. You never know, it might change. It depends on what goes on. But yeah, at the moment, that's dropped dead. And the pirate radio, well, I'm not looking at it until they've got a proper plan of a radio station, if you know what I mean. It's all fine, a good bit setting up their track listings and stuff like that for all them and giving them access to their own little site. But if they haven't got the plan, it's just a bit of a waste of time, really. But they seem to be doing it fine anyway, so it's not an issue. But yeah, what's next, Bert? Yeah, so after is there anything else that people think is missing from the website? Like, we're doing, like, Track Galvis is doing the Delicious thing, which is going to go in the sidebar, because it's quite useful, because he set up his own Google link, well, Google field, I don't know what the hell he did, but he's impressive, and he's picking up all of the articles. And I was thinking of doing a Twitter back that lists all of the tweets that people have tweeted at us. So I was wondering if anyone thought that would be interesting or not.
What in Python? How are you getting the Twitter stuff at the moment?
At the moment, it's just from their JSON things.
Because there's a really easy Python Twitter library that's so easy to use that you could do that really easily.
Yeah, it's extremely easy. I mean, literally, it's just it doesn't even need a library. It's just literally just decoding the JSON. Because, I mean, Django's already got the all of the JSON.
Yeah, of course.
So it's just an issue if you people would think it'd be useful. Because, I mean, we'd have to end up filtering out all the things with swear words in anyway, so they didn't appear on the front pages and stuff. But do you think it'd be useful, or do you think it'd be...
Well, I don't know. People could post bad stuff about the Pirate Party, and if it's automatically on there, that would go on our front page, wouldn't it?
So that's the question again.
Yeah.
So I wonder how many people are going to bother doing that. And that, and we can, well, yeah, it depends how many words you can filter out, can't you? And it depends, oh, yeah, I suppose at the moment, the thing is at the moment, we haven't particularly got all of these enemies that people talk about.
No, but...
Well, I mean, it's easy enough to do and easy enough to turn off, but, so do people think it's actually worth having on there?
Sounds like more hassle than it's going to be worth.
Well, yeah, well, has anyone else got any other suggestions of things they'd like to see on there?
Someone's mic playing up.
Yeah, I know. I don't know why it's doing that. I'm trying to work out why.
So no other suggestions about that, eh?
Who's, the current latest tweet thing?
Yeah?
And it's some, the ones you talked about, they're ones that go up automatically whenever a blog is posted. Who else has got access to post tweets?
At the moment it's, well, if you look on the,
I think it's just Monkey Jam and,
Andrew.
Andrew, yeah.
Andrew at Zao, whatever it is. If you look on that web team agenda, it does have who's controlling what at the moment. Simba was controlling YouTube until he decided to put some BMP stuff on there, and I was like, oh, God. I mean, it was annoying. Simba knows it's bloody annoying. I just went on there, and I suddenly got these emails saying, oh, blah, 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 BMP, blah, 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 has responded to you. And I was like, what the fuck? 5 minutes on there, but anyway. But, yeah, that's who's laying it down. I mean, right now, and now the officers have got access to Twitter and Facebook.
Are they going through the Twitter website, or do we have a thing they're going through?
No, as Howe and Monkey Jam do straight to Twitter, and now the officers can do straight to Twitter as well.
Because I don't really know how Twitter works. I don't have a Twitter account, so they can. Oh, right, well, literally, it's log into one account.
Yeah, they're all logged into one account. You can't subgroup the accounts. So we at the moment we can't audit who's doing what, but. Not the end of the world for me. But yeah, so yeah, well, that's not really an issue right now. If someone posts something on the Twitter, it's not my problem. So okay, what's the next bit I go on to? Yeah, generally right now need a discussion on the forum and how we could manage the forum with the debates, because if you look at the debate page, we've got what 9 pages of stuff, and then in the suggestions, we're getting the same thing suggested over and over again. So, I was thinking, does anyone here? Well, how will we do it? The thing is, to automatically have a post that automatically lists all of the current topic, all the current topics, like very very simple and long list. So would that be... I'm trying to think how we could do it easily.
Sorry, I don't quite understand what you said there.
Well, I mean, like, instead of having them... what they are right now, with a bit of styling, so they're probably about, whatever it is, 30, 40 pixel highs for a topic name, aggregating all of the topic names into just a plain, simple text list that we can put in a sticky. So people, before they suggest something, can see if it's already been suggested without going through pages and pages on the forum.
They could just search for it, for that matter. They're probably not going to bother, are they?
Well, they might. Well, I suppose that's the point. Well, we might just have to make a big thing saying search here, because at the moment the search box is quite not particularly, you know what I mean? It's not out there. I've only ever searched on the forum once.
But this happens on all PHP, well, on all web forums. I mean, moderators have to point people to another thread if it's the main thread on something.
It still happens on VBulletin and everything else. It's not like it's just restricted to PHP, BB.
It's always going to happen on a forum, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if we can, even if it's a bit uglier and a bit in your face, well, ways to stop it, because it's at the moment that is the main medium of conversation. So it needs to be quite, not, well, like we were discussing about the structure. It just needs something that does allow that little bit extra, this is what's going on.
I can't see the general discussion area because it's been shut off at the moment.
What's been shut off?
The general policy.
Oh, right. Oh yeah, that. That's because it's literally just being topics renamed and sorting out what people were debating about, but we've already talked about that. But it's literally just been moved to private so people can go through it and sort out the old posts. Because, I mean, at the moment, we have all of the archive posts from whenever it was a few months ago mixed in with, like, general debate of whatever it was, just general debate mixed with discussions about voting types and stuff and how we were going to do our votes.
Okay, so if you really wanted to organise it that well, mm-hmm. we could just create a sub forum for every policy area. I mean, like, but what policy areas? Because the executive don't want us discussing anything outside the core areas, do they?
Well, they do want it discussed, but they kind of want it hidden. In members, I mean, well, is it not hidden so much? But
you know,
yeah.
is it going to be discussed or not? If it is. Then we'll have a sub-forum.
I think, it's going to be discussed in a structured way, so it isn't just, should we legalise cannabis, or not should we, it wasn't even that, was it? We should legalise cannabis or something like that. It's yeah. just a discussion on drugs, blah, 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 formalised, like that. And I mean, at the end of the day, if we have, I doubt they'll want sub-forums about it either, like sub-forums talking about drug discussion. I think it'd be viewed as endorsing it or whatever. You know what I mean? It's a question of any suggestions anyone's got to improve the forum, to enable it to be a bit more structured for the debates that happen.
Okay, well, my suggestion is that we have, for every major policy area,
yeah.
And every new one that crops up, if it's widely enough debated, we have a sub-forum for it. So
yeah.
drugs legalisation, then there'd probably be a few threads underneath there. But it would sort of confine all of the discussion on that to one forum, so you know you'd know where to go if you wanted to discuss yeah. that. And I don't think I'd call it the same thing as an endorsement at all. I mean, it's just discussion. That's what a forum's about, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's what I thought anyway. But it's worry about public image, isn't there? And okay. I think. Yeah. I mean, I was thinking something. Give me a second. Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Does anyone know if you can... Because, you know, can you increase the amount of topics that are shown for individual sections?
What do you mean?
Like, do you know like the plagiarisation and stuff? Can you select, so, like, certain sub-forum will show 100 topics on the page and certain other one will show 200 and then go to the next page?
Yeah, I think there is in the admin panel.
What, for each temp? Wait a second, I'll sort that out later. Just questioning. Because I'm thinking for the policy ones, we might just want to provide the giant list. Because there shouldn't be hundreds of topics on it, if you know what I mean.
So what would the moderators have to sort of shut topics off if they were too similar to other ones or something?
Well, I imagine that. Well, I'd all merge them. They can merge them, can't they?
Yeah.
But that's the thing that brings up the biggest problem, really. How to organise a discussion that goes on for 9 pages... So someone to read through 10 pages. Because, I mean, the natural problem with the forums is that someone's going to say something that happened on page 4 or whatever it is and just bring it up right up again, and then new people come in and they'll comment on the same point, and it just turns into a big web. And I suppose...
That kind of inevitable over time, you are just going to get more and more posts, aren't you? You're not going to be able to confine it to... You either have loads of posts, threads rather, or you're going to have a few threads with 100 pages.
Yeah.
So...
I think that's what we're going to have to do is just, as you say, the sub-forums and then the discussion being broken down into proper threads. Well, now I'm thinking it might be more useful to do it in like a threaded comment environment, if you know what I mean.
Threaded comment?
Well, just like, well, I think there is, I don't, I think...
There are other forum software, I think I know what you mean, post can be replied to and...
Yeah, just like the current comments on the blogs are. I'm just trying to think if there's any
like Flashdot, you mean?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think if there's any decent one way of doing... No, I don't like Flashdot, though, that's in the north. I don't like their comments. It does feel, I don't like reading through them.
Is that what you were getting at, though? I mean, you've got like a tree structure of comments.
Yeah.
Instead of a linear format.
But then, I'm trying to think. I suppose people have been trying to solve it for ages. But I was thinking something. There isn't really little things that you can edit. What one thing I was going to do is, like, generally, was suggest that we get people to summarise the debates as they went forward. Like, at, because have you seen the discussion, well, not discussion, did you see the pages on the policy groups that they had on the wiki? Where it was people just adding their comments in line as an extra discussion point on the talk page. So, I mean, that kind of worked, but it kind of got very, very complicated because Wiki doesn't properly separate them and just got to a giant page of it. But I'm thinking if we have someone that goes through the debates and then creates a page of...
Do we have a lot of moderators at the moment?
Pardon?
Moderators, because that's the kind of thing that the moderators would do, but we don't seem to have many.
Well, we have... At the moment, we have, I think... Or we have a lot of moderators. How many are active? I don't really know. But I know Rancid Punk was. Well, Fozdog's a moderator. I don't know if he's been going around doing anything.
Because there are a lot of the moderators who are moderators in the forum, but they don't really go on the forum. They're just down the IRC.
How many people... the question is, how many people were constantly on the forum? The thing is that we got a lot of new people. I do want to trust everyone, but you know, some people, well, you get news to people. I mean, at the case of a week ago when there was a problem with moderation, there was people in there that had only been here like a day, then they wanted to be moderators. But, yeah, well, we'll probably try and expand, but the thing is finding, yeah, well, I guess there is quite a lot of volunteers. I'll just have to ask, because I'm saying I've knocked up the volunteer page now for the front bit. All it is email addresses and Gmail sorted out to tag them all properly and stuff. But if we can get some people in there offering to be mods as well. But I don't think the mods... I think we need to put it as a special position that they go through and summarise it, because it's going to be a certain type of person that likes doing that.
Yeah.
But
on the board, there's administrators and global moderators group, and neither of them are visible. Is that on purpose?
Yeah, me and Gavin shut that off so people can see the member list.
Yeah, because because at the moment, since the new member system, it's going to add everybody to the thing. We have to hide all the information of everyone, or people that are signed up with their first name and full name as their username become visible as members of the Pirate Party website.
You can't just make the admins and global moderators visible, but not the other users.
I probably could if you really wanted that.
Well, I will note that down and see if it's useful.
It's doable.
Just a bit awkward at the moment. Wait a second, so...
Would you have to hack PHPBB for it?
Well, yeah, but it's not that complicated.
Wait a second. The authority thing, how do I add people with authority to view the list, Tom? Is that a big hassle or not?
I'd have to edit the file, the member list file, the PHP page for that, but I could do it if you wanted only certain people to view it.
Well.
It's the whole permissions thing in PHP, you can add custom permissions to pages.
Oh yeah, that's fine. So it's just a couple of people wanted the member list back, some of the top moderators. I don't know, some people, the policy group people wanted it as well, which is a bit odd.
Can they not just view it in the Django admin?
Well, no, I think they wanted it to link to the posts and stuff, which it doesn't at the moment. But it isn't the end of the world. If they haven't got the member list, it's a little bit awkward, but it's not the end of the world for them. Wait a sec, I'm wondering now. So does people think the scribe idea would be useful or not? Like the person that goes around summarising the debate through the pages. Do you think that would actually work at stopping the same arguments coming up within a thread?
Within a thread or within a forum?
Well, I'm saying within a thread because you're still going to have pages and pages, I imagine, in a thread, even if it's sorted, especially with a lot of members. So, I mean, I'll suggest, so as I say, my hands are breaking up the sub forums into discussion on drugs, discussion on age and sexting and things like that. That, I don't know if that'll be wanted by anyone, if you know what I mean.
If it'll be wanted by who?
Well, the leadership.